Hello, friends, and welcome to my podcast, Socialistic Approach. This is your host, Sharon. And today I want to talk about pouring some self-love and goodness into our spirits, our minds, our bodies. We are a weary bunch, and it's been a tough journey. I think that we can all agree that at some level we're all going through something, and we definitely have felt hardship, not only in this past year, in the last 4 years, but also in just this current week and last weekend. As many celebrate and some are not, we have to admit that we are definitely exhausted, and it seems that not only the season, but our in the times, but our spirits, I think, are calling for some rest. And the question to ask is, how have I been pouring into my own cup? When's the last time that I pour things that bring me joy, happiness, that fill me? How do I pour into my own cup first before I try pouring into others? And I think this is important today to acknowledge it and to honor yourself by not only asking the question, but reflecting on how you're going to pour into your own cup in the next couple of days, weeks, year, because it's a never-ending thing. We must always pour into ourselves first in order for us to show up full and ready to encounter whatever comes our way, to be able to stand up and work along with others and be present. And we cannot do that unless we pour in our cups. So what do we pour into those cups? A lot of you may be thinking self-love and working on myself and filling my notebook with new goals on how I'm going to be not only a better human being, but I am not going to give up on my dreams and I am just going to go for it. Well, that is excellent. That it's awesome. It's important. It's important to work on ourselves. But I think when we look at working on ourselves, we're very goal-oriented. We're very task-oriented a lot of times. And there's great things that come along with that. It could be, you know, dieting differently and exercising and adding certain things into our routines like meditating. But pouring into ourselves is rest, not only physical, mental, but putting our soul at ease and at rest. How do we feed that? And sometimes it can be the smallest thing. For instance, for me, I realized that pouring my own cup wasn't only prayer or meditation. It wasn't only feeling accomplished by a certain goal. It was sometimes watching something funny. I love being around laughter, and I have a big sense of humor. It may not come across so much on this so serious and so soulful a podcast, but I really do. I'm always joking. I'm always making my friends laugh and vice versa. They're always making me laugh. My family, we're all like that. We all have a big sense of humor, and we do really truly find the humor in things in life and our mistakes, and it's good to laugh. So a lot of times I find things that make me laugh because it's therapeutic. It gives me joy back and it helps me relax. It helps me forget about things that might be in my mind or might be stressing me in that moment. So finding laughter, finding joy, right? Because even if you're not a comedian or anywhere near one. I think that we all can all seek, you know, happiness and joy and things that make us smile. So I think that's important. How else do we pour into our cups? Sometimes you just need to be in a quiet place. You need time to process your thoughts. I've been really into bubble baths this year. They have been like a lifesaver. And I love just like closing the bathroom door, locking it. I love pouring my little Dr. Teal's foaming bath. And it really, really foams. So you get like this really nice experience of a bubble bath. And I like to put the water really warm, and just hearing it fill the tub just puts me in a nice mood. I may light a candle, but what I do is that time is me time. I am not going to be interrupted by a call or even maybe a text. I avoid social media. I bring a book with me, or I have a show ready to put on, or a movie that's going to make me smile, laugh, and kind of just help me be in my zone. I've also do sometimes meditation while I'm doing that. And meditation's around being in the moment. I think that when it comes to filling our cups, we have to be connected with present, the present time. The present moment. What is happening in this very moment? What am I experiencing? What am I feeling? And the reason why I mentioned that is because a lot of times we are really stuck on something that happened or something that's to come. And we're missing out the present moment and that experience. And I like to do meditations that help me focus on feeling everything that I'm feeling in that moment, whether good or bad, to help me reconnect and get grounded. And that helps me fill my cup. So what helps you fill your cup? What makes you smile? What makes you feel tender and soft inside? What brings you joy? What brings you energy back? What fills you? What restores you? What brings you healing? And list those things. Talk about those things. But the important thing is that you know what fills you. You know what you need in order to walk out rejuvenated and feeling stronger. I think that we try to really be more than one person. I think we have all these different roles in our lives. And we are so focused on accommodating everyone and everything around us that we forget about ourselves and how things are really influencing us, how things are really affecting us. And we even miss things that have created trauma in our lives. It's chaos for some people, stress has become normalized. Feeling exhausted 24/7, and I can relate so much to that, has become your norm. And I am speaking out of experience. I'm someone that suffers from panic attack disorder. That didn't come out of nowhere. And so through my own journey of healing and recovering from that, among other things, I learned how important it is to fill your own cup, because you're needed, you're loved, you're wanted, and you have a purpose. And there's no way that you can really show up to those things if you don't fill your cup first. Try to find moments of rejoicing. Whether it's 5 minutes in the morning, whether it's not taking calls for an hour and putting on your favorite record, find those things that give you back not only time, energy, but a connection with yourself that no one can ever give you or can take away. I hope this is a great reminder how important it is to love yourself, be tender with yourself, be patient with yourself, be forgiving with yourself, because there's only one of you and you're a beautiful and perfect human being that needs grace. Allow yourself to have grace. It's been given. Thank you, friends. Thank you for listening. And I wish you not only love and blessings, but that your cup is so filled that it overflows today.